Thank you. Good day, friends. Again, we come to you with studies in the Word of God. And you know, it's a wonderful thing that the Spirit of God has come to lead you and me into all truth. And the question is my mind, is my heart open to what God has to say to me? And in our study of the book of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7, which has to do with our Lord giving the law of the king and the kingdom, we're dealing with chapter 6. With duties of the people of God and toward man and toward ourselves. And we were dealing in the first 18 verses of the sixth chapter with our responsibility, our duty toward God. And the first four verses was the question of giving. How shall I give? And we are to give because we love Him, be frank with you. And to give secretly. Let not your left hand know what your right hand does, and so on. And then in verses 5 to 15, he's talking about the question of prayer. And especially we were dealing with verses 5 to 8 in our last lesson about praying, about shutting the door, about not having vain repetitions. That is, may our prayers not be full of empty words and chatter. And if you're going to be long-winded in your praying, then do it in private. In public, pray short, as somebody has said. In public, pray short. In private, pray long. But that takes time, you know. Nobody knows it, just between you and your Heavenly Father. Oh, how I'd like to continue in that. But I'm not going to do it. I've said enough on this except to remind you of the privilege, of the honor. If you're a child of God, you've been brought into right relationship with the Savior. You've put your trust in Him as the one who died and rose again for you. That you have audience with the eternal living God. And that God our Father, who is the eternal God, the Creator, the upholder of all things, the eternal sovereign God, has made it possible for you to come into His presence and commune with Him. Shut the door, shut others out, even shut self out. You just come into the presence of the Lord, meet with Him, enjoy Him for Himself. Now when we come to verses 9 to 12, He gives to us a pattern prayer. I'm going to read it because I think all of you know it, but I'm going to read it just the same. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Stop right here. You have from verses 9 down through verse 13. The model prayer. Now you find this, of course, in the book of Luke, the Gospel through Luke chapter 11, when the disciples said to the Lord, teach us to pray the way You pray, just like John taught His disciples, You teach us how to pray. And He gives to them, when ye pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. Now in this portion He says, after this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven. This is the model prayer. It was given to meet the individual needs of His disciples. Now you remember that these Jewish disciples of our Savior, they knew all about praying. Theirs was a life of saying prayers. But became a matter of repetition. Now He said, I want to teach you to pray. After this manner, pray ye. And you'll notice that the prayer has three parts. Three parts Godward and three parts manward. Godward, we have the question of reverence, question of rule, the question of obedience. And then to manward, we are to pray because of dependence, for restoration, and for preservation. And you have in the very first statement, Our Father who art in heaven. Now here is a new relationship in prayer. Our Father, they were His children. But there needs to be reverence. Now you notice in John chapter 20, in verse 17, after our Lord was raised from the dead, he said to his disciples, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. You know, when our Lord came to the earth, he not only came to reveal the kind of a man God accepts, but he came also to reveal the fact that God has made provision for redemption. And that's what most people think. And it's true. He came to complete the work of redemption, to make it possible for man to come in the presence of God acceptable. But he also came for the revelation of the Father to men. When you pray, you say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And the first thing he needs is reverence. We are to come before God in humility. Why? Because he's God. We are to come lovingly because he's our Father. We are to come with assurance because he's our Father. He's our Father. Our Father which art in heaven. Here is a relationship with heaven. People on earth having relationship with one who is our Father in heaven. Do you ever think of it? That the creature like you and me, who are born in sin, shapen in iniquity, living in a world of rebellion, a world of corruption, a world that's full of sin and lawlessness, the eternal, holy, righteous God has made it possible for you and me to come into his presence and say, My Father. You remember in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, we read, As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For he hath not given unto us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. His Spirit bearing witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Spirit of his Son has come into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. Now, if you were to go over to Israel today, or to Jordan, or to Saudi Arabia, any of these Arab fields, worlds, or countries, or the Jewish people, they call their father, their natural father, their physical father, Abba. Abba. Here is a personal, intimate relationship between a father and a son, or a child. Abba, Father. Isn't it wonderful that you and I can come into the very presence of the eternal God and say, my Father, who art in heaven. Here is relationship. Here is a bond between heaven and earth, between an eternal God and a redeemed soul. As Galatians 3 says, we are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. I'm talking about those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, and we are the ones who have the right to say, He's my Father. And if I haven't come into relationship with Christ, then I cannot say He's my Father who art in heaven. The children of wrath cannot say, My Father. Oh, what a wonderful thing it was when I, as a sinner, came and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And as John 1:12 says, to as many as received him, to the right he gives the power, the authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. But you know, I must say this, and I'm not questioning these dear people, but I would say this sometimes when I hear people pray with that lack of reverence, that lack of humility in the presence of God, there seems to be a sword goes right through my heart. The chills sometimes go right down my back. When I hear of the glibness and the lightness and the frivolity and the lack of reverence and the lack of humility come in the presence of God. And I say it very bluntly, some Christians look upon God as if he was their servant. And they demand that God do this and they demand that God do that. My friend, I don't find that in the Bible. I just don't find that in the Bible. When ye pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Adam looked upon God as his creator, as Elohim. Abraham looked upon his God as El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Moses looked upon his God as Jehovah, the unchanging, eternal one. But we believers, we look upon God as our Father. You don't mind me making the contrast? Adam called his God Elohim because he knew him as the Creator. Abraham had further revelation of God, that his God was not only El Elyon, the possessor of heaven and earth, but his God was El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Sustainer, the one who was sufficient for every need. And Moses came a little further, and God revealed to him that his God was Jehovah, the great I Am, the unchanging and the unchangeable one. But for us today, he's my Father. Oh, what a relationship. What a relationship. And hence, because he's my Father, and because he's the eternal God, I can say, hallowed be thy name. This is reverence. This is worship. My friend, when you come in the presence of God, you come as a worshiper. You remember in John chapter 4, Jesus said to the woman at the well, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must come first of all as worshippers. Isn't it so easy for us to come right dashing in the presence of God, and we say, in the name of Jesus, do this for me, do that for me, I want this, I want that. Oh, listen, friend, when ye pray, said Jesus, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Worship, reverence, humility. It's the first thing. Well, we come to requests afterwards, but the first thing is what? Worship, reverence, hallowed be thy name. And then we recognize his rule. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. May your kingdom be manifested on earth. May there be a reign of righteousness. And though we look for his kingdom to come, yet we as believers today are looking for a person. Now, to the Jewish believers in our Lord's day, they were looking for a coming kingdom. And in the book of Matthew, he's the Messiah. He's the coming king. And when there's a king, there must be a kingdom. So Jesus said, when you pray, thy kingdom come. He's not talking about the kingdom of God in the believers as you have it. You remember, the kingdom of God, you have the kingdom of God within you. It's not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace. And there's going to be a kingdom when our Lord's going to reign on earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This was the kingdom that the Jews were looking for. And in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, this is how the king is going to rule in the kingdom. We've had that in chapter 5. But he also brings us into a place of relationship, where today, before that kingdom comes, he says, when you pray, come with reverence, come with humility, come into the presence of the one who's your Father, and you pray that his rule, the rule of the heavens over the earth, as Deuteronomy says, when he comes, it's going to have the rule of the heavens on the earth. So you pray, thy kingdom come, let your kingdom be manifested, a reign of righteousness. Today death reigns. When his kingdom comes, righteousness reigns. And though we today are still looking for a kingdom where he's going to reign in righteousness, but we look for a person. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, the early church waited for his Son from heaven. Who? The one, even Jesus, whom God raised from the dead, who hath delivered us from the coming wrath. We look for a person. As 1 Peter chapter 1, we love his appearing. Do you remember, we're tested and tried, and will be until he comes. And as Paul could say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, there is therefore a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, not to me only, but to all who love his appearing. Now, a great many Christians look for the coming of Jesus. They talk about the second coming of Christ, and that's right. But do you love his appearing? And when you pray, Father, thy kingdom come. And then, obedience, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now here you have this question of obedience. It was seen in Christ when he was on earth. He could say in John 8:29, I do always the things that please him. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Father, not my will, but thine will be done. Obedience to the will of the Father was evident all through our Lord's life, from his birth to the cross. In fact, as a lad, 12 years of age, he could say, wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now, what about now? Yes, my friend, now the will of the Father should be made known and seen in the believer. What is the great driving force in your life? Is it the will of your Father? It's what he says, thy will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. And today, when men want to see the will of God in operation, where must they see it? In you and in me. But it's going to be seen in the day of the Lord. It's going to be seen when he reigns. And my friend, the time is not far away when our Lord's going to return, first of all for his own people, and gather them to himself. This is the hope of the church, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and when we together with them shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, to be forever with the Lord. This is what Hebrews 10:37 says, for he that shall come and will not tarry. You see, we're waiting for his Son from heaven, even Jesus. This is for the believer. It may come today. It may be today that the Lord will come for his own. But after the Lord comes for his own, what then? Then you're going to have a time of tribulation, a time of the judgment and wrath of God poured out upon men without mixture. And except those days were shortened, nobody would be saved. Then he's going to return to the earth to rule the nations of the earth. He's going to judge them in righteousness. And as Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9 says, when thy judgments are in the earth, then the inhabitants thereof will learn righteousness. And the fruit of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, joy, so on. I'm quoting from the 32nd chapter of Isaiah, verse 17. And I was quoting Isaiah 26, 9. Or Revelation chapter 19, the first two verses, the inhabitants of heaven are saying, righteous, O Lord, are thy judgments in the earth. He's going to come to reign, rule in righteousness. And that's going to be seen in that day when he comes. Oh, listen, friend, isn't it wonderful that you and I can manifest that today? That you and I can walk before God in simple obedience to his word. So when you read this, after this manner pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. And God grant that today you and I will live in simple obedience to his word today. And the Lord bless you for his name's sake.